guys, it's Kelly with the Antler Queens here. I am here with my special guest, Harrison. Say hi, Harrison.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you on. Thanks, everyone, for checking out our episode. The Antler Queens is the most inclusive Yellow Jackets podcast, where we shove peace, love, and Yellow Jackets down your goddamn beautiful throats. and today, Harrison and I are going to talk a little bit about the characters whose adult counterparts we haven't seen yet, including Van and Lottie. We have seen photos of Van and Lottie. We have seen footage of Lottie, but we haven't actually seen them in the show yet. So we're including them in this as well. But basically, so it's going to be kind of, you know, about everybody other than the main four, for the most part, a deep dive into those characters. Now, something that I was getting in the habit of doing, but have been kind of forgetting to do this lately, is that I like to start off the episodes with a bit of a hypothetical question. So my hypothetical question for this episode, Harrison, if you had an extra hour in a day, extra hour every day to give to a character, so they would have 25-hour days, what character would you give it to, and what do you think they would do with that extra hour, or what would you hope they would do with that extra hour?
I am going to give that extra hour to Simone, especially after the season finale. I feel like Simone needs like just an hour to like process what she saw, decide what she needs to do, where is she going, let me grab Sammy. Like, I'm giving it to Simone. It's going to Simone. That's it.
I think she's going to need at least like 100 of those extra hours just to process like, what she saw.
I mean, hey, an hour is a good place to start.
It's a good place to start for sure.
Going with Simone, yeah.
I hope that she's learned her lesson by now, though, that if you see blood outside a crawl space, you don't go and crawl in there.
Oh, no, you don't. I don't know where she got that desire to, like, I'm going in. It would not have been me. No, thank you.
No, me either.
Not at
Hard
all.
Same. I would give my extra hour to Shauna, and I would make her spend that hour in therapy, daily therapy, because she needs it. I'm a big supporter of therapy. I love therapy. Shauna, I think, needs it more than anybody. She just needs to start feeling her feelings.
Oh, definitely. I agree with you. Shauna needs therapy. Like, even more so than Misty. I think Misty's okay. Yeah, Shauna definitely needs therapy, without a doubt.
Yeah, for sure. She has a lot of stuff she needs to talk through.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody other than her diaries.
Oh, exactly. I feel like she's like, I feel like sometimes Shauna's still kind of stuck in her 18-year-old self. Like, as far as like mentally, as far as feelings go, like I feel like sometimes she's sort of like stunted, like arrested development in some ways, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I think a lot of them are in some way.
Definitely.
But yeah, Shauna and Natalie especially.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking today about the characters whose adult counterparts we haven't met yet. Why don't we start with Akila? Akila and Mari are both interesting in that we've seen enough of them to you know, care somewhat about the characters. But we haven't seen a whole lot. We were talking about this a little bit before we started recording, but you know, Akila is being played now by a new actor, Nia Sandaya. So which is really surprising, but I'm excited to see what she brings to the role. I hope Kia, everything is okay in Kia King's life. I'm, you know, I'm definitely ready to embrace this new actor and see what she brings to Akila, because Akila is a really interesting character. She's, you know, she seems to know how to handle herself in the wilderness. And
she's a little bit younger than the varsity team, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a freshman. Yeah.
So it's like, for a freshman, Akila's like, I mean, I don't even know how she was able to, you know, stitch Van's face up without she, you know what I mean? Like, it's just incredible that Akila's like, okay, we need to do this and I'm going to be the one to do it. This is the first time I'm going to do it, but let's see what happens. I mean, not that she was like, let's see what happens, but like, for her to just like to do it and do it well, you know, that's amazing to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I think she learned a lot from her babysitter Leatherface. you know, I mean, that's my theory.
I don't know where she got that skill from, but I mean, if you look at it, I'd say she did a really excellent job. So
yeah, she did. She really did. I'm sure that wasn't easy. But I mean, she also, you know, she knows her mushrooms, which is super helpful. I mean, I actually got interested recently, you know, as one of the old grannies of the Yellow Jackets fandom. I took an interest recently in mushroom foraging. I was doing some research on it because I thought it would be kind of fun to like go out and see what kind of cool mushrooms I could find. And the more research I did, I was like, nope, yeah, not doing it, because like there are so many poisonous mushrooms that look exactly like the good kinds of mushrooms. So, I mean, that's a really useful skill that she has.
It is.
You know, I would hope that they wouldn't give survival know-how like that to just to somebody who's not going to end up surviving, you know?
Yeah, like it wouldn't make any sense to me for them to do that. Like, she's clearly an asset. That's why I can't see her ending up, you know, not leaving the wilderness with them. Like, that's why I'm like, oh, she definitely survives. She gets out of there. And maybe she's like, maybe she's the most well-adjusted out of all of them. I don't know. But like, I just don't see her dying out there, you know?
No, I don't either. I would expect that something would have to go terribly wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Do you have any ideas for who you would like to see play her as an adult?
Oh, goodness gracious. Who would I like to see play Akila as an adult? Gosh, I can't think of anybody off the top of my head. It's just, it's weird because I, like, when I think about the teen cast, like, being adults, like, for the ones we haven't seen yet, like, mm-hmm. for whatever reason, I picture them as who they are in the wilderness. Like, I can't see the adult version of them.
Yeah. Which, it's hard to... It's hard to think about that with Akila because she's been recast.
Yeah, that's another thing too.
But before, when Kia King was playing her, I was so gung-ho on Adina Porter playing adult Akila.
I mean,
doesn't she look like her?
She does. That's good.
Yeah, I mean, I think she's like a few years older than the others, but it doesn't matter. I mean, like,
yeah, it could work.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, she doesn't look it. She can. I mean, she just looks so much like her. I think she would make an amazing adult Akila. But but it's hard to say that now because I'm not as familiar with Nia Zendaya. So you have to have somebody. I mean, you know, Sophie Lillis looks nothing like Melanie Lynskey, but they did a good enough job Like, I mean, just changing the hair color and eye color, she looks so different.
Yeah, that
And
makes a big difference. Yeah.
yeah, and she totally makes a believable younger version of Melanie Lynskey's
Oh,
character.
I agree. Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think if Akilah does make it out, what do you think she's doing with her life right now?
She is happily married to Mari because Mari's not Pit Girl. I see Akilah like I honestly want to see her doing something where she is helping people. So I honestly like I always joke when I say, oh, I see Akilah running like this world-renowned plastic surgery business because she's just so good at it. But honestly, another way I can see things going with her is like maybe she just kind of lives a more quieter life, working at a hospital, but she's not world-renowned. She's just living her life, laying low, just she's just out there existing. I wonder if she would have like a family at this point or kids or even a partner. Like, I think whatever she's doing, Akilah is successful at it. That's what I think and feel, you know?
For sure. Yeah, I could see her. I could see her being a I mean, she's really smart. I could see
Yeah.
her being a doctor or something, or yeah, like a plastic surgeon.
Exactly. There you go.
She was not traumatized at all by sewing, by having to sew up her friend's face. She actually loved it so much. She was like, I'm gonna make a career out of this one
Yeah,
day.
I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm pretty good at it, you know. A thread and a fishing hook or whatever she used, and like you
Yeah,
could see,
yeah.
yeah, like you saw Van's molars or whatever. Like I don't know what Akilah did, but I'm going to Akilah if I need plastic surgery. I'm going
Right? Yeah,
to
me too. I
her.
mean, I listen, I've had so many surgeries and my ankle looks like a freaking dog chewed on it, okay? Akilah, I think, would have done a better job at sewing me up.
Oh yeah, definitely. Incredible Google reviews, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
Before we go on to another character, unless did you have any more thoughts about Akilah?
No, I don't have I the only thought that I really have is what from what we do know of Akilah and what we saw in season one, I do honestly wonder how the trauma of what happened in the wilderness, if Akilah, if there is an adult version of her out there, I wonder how it has affected her in her life. Because we've seen how it has affected these the other was it the other four main adults, and then we're gonna see Lottie and Van. But like I do wonder about people like Akilah who I'm assuming she got out alive, but how is she living?
Yeah, exactly. I
Yeah.
would like to know that too.
Yeah.
So before we go on to anybody else, I just want to also make an announcement. I meant to do this at the top of the episode, but forgot. Since I haven't announced this yet on YouTube, I have a new co-host. She is not with me today, but I actually asked her to if she had a chance to if she had a moment to pop in to say hi, but she is actually she's out at the moment, so she couldn't do it. But her name is Kelly McClure, and she is the Nights and Weekends editor for Salon. She is fantastic. She recently co-hosted the episode with me on the evolution of female and LGBT characters. So she's great, and I think you guys are gonna love her. And I'm really, really excited. So she we're kind of in the off season. We're still working out like if we want to do any additional bonus topics. But we've got some crossovers coming up with other podcasts, and so you'll be seeing more of her soon. So I'm really excited. So Hi, Kelly. I know she's going to be watching this later. So.
I am definitely looking forward to that, though. That's really exciting.
Yeah.
As a fan of
yeah.
the podcast, that's exciting for me.
Yeah, she's really cool. She's written so many articles on Yellow Jackets. She gets exclusives from Showtime. I mean, she knows her stuff. So look her up and read some of her articles if you haven't already. She's written a lot of really good ones. My favorite being Yellow Jackets is she wrote one called Yellow Jackets is Gay as Hell. Why, that's exactly what we need right now.
And it is.
Exactly. And she also, we're about the same age. So we were in high school at the same time. And at the same time as the class of 96 in Yellow Jackets. So okay. She brings up a lot of 90s nostalgia in that
oh, yeah.
article too. And so that really rang true for me. so she'll be on soon. But why don't we, I think going from Akila, I think Mari is next, is probably like a good one to go to next. Since she's, you know, it's funny because I always think of, whenever I think of Akila and Mari, I always think of, I don't know why, but I always think of those two Muppets characters, the two critics, you know what I'm talking about?
I was just going to say the two old guys in the balcony.
Yes.
I'm not even lying when I say this. I actually have a framed picture of them on my bedroom wall behind me.
Oh yes. My God, that's awesome. Statler and Waldorf. Yeah.
Yes, yeah, they're right. On my wall. I hope we get to see more of them interacting together. I don't know if we will, but I hope we do. I'd be into that.
Same.
Definitely.
I have to say my favorite Mari moment was it's honestly one of my favorite like little minor throwaway moments of the season when they're gun training and Travis makes some shitty comment and she's just like, shut up! It's so funny.
Yeah, there's some, I love those little moments like that. It's, I mean, the other one, of course, is like when, you know, she's messing with Lottie and Lottie's like, you know, what did she say something about? Oh, yeah, that's why he dumped you for, you know, someone, you know, like his cousin.
Danny
like,
Mears dumped yes, you for his first
yes.
cousin.
Yeah, and then Mari has nothing to say. Yeah. I don't even like... I don't even see Mari as a mean girl. Like, I just see her as sort of like a goof in a way, not in a derogatory manner, but just like she's trying so hard to like be what she thinks is how someone or popular should act.
Yeah.
That she's acting a certain way, but I don't think it's like true to who Mari is. I think she's a little bit more sillier than what she's putting on. I'm hoping that we see more of that in season two, maybe.
Yeah,
a little bit.
Me too. I mean, up, you know, up until, of course, the point that we find out she's Pit Girl, but.
Oh, oh my God. Oh, I'm not gonna, these Mari Alice, this is slander against my, it's not Pit Girl.
Harrison's getting ready to leave now.
I'm all adjusting in my seat, trying not to get up. I am going to pretend that Mari is alive and well.
Everyone find don't... Harrison on Twitter and tell him that you think that Mari is Pit Girl. I'm kidding.
It's kind of hard though, because like that's been the thing since season one is just like Mari's Pit Girl. So it's kind of like, how do you imagine someone who you think is going to just die in that pit? How do you imagine what her life is like? And I'm just like, I seriously, like, I wonder, okay, what would Mari be up to now? Like, is she still that same person who's, like, trying to protect, not protect, project, like, a certain image? Or is she, like, different now? Like, I wonder about stuff like that.
I could see Mari being a school teacher.
Interesting, a school teacher.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe like a gym teacher. Or like, because I feel like I feel like she is somebody who would just feel really jilted that she kind of missed out on the rest of her high school experience and decided, so she decided to go into teaching, decided to become a high school teacher, possibly teaches at Wiskayak High.
Oh,
But
Mari,
she became a
no.
gym teacher so that she can, like, you know, her, so she can make have an opportunity to make fun of the kids and
Is she also like the soccer coach or like the assistant soccer coach as well? Okay. All right.
It's I've had a lot of friends that remind me of Mari, and they're all kind of jocks. And so I just want her to be a gym teacher and a coach of some kind. I could just
Jim.
see her standing there just like hurling snarky comments at the kids as
Oh, Mari, I wanted so much better for you. Maybe she should be Pit Girl, you know? If she's gonna be doing this kind of thing, she's Pit Girl now. I've changed quickly. She's Pit Girl now.
It's funny though, the way that she kind of sucked up to Jackie, who she kind of like, you know, I mean, totally distanced herself from in the last episode. But she was really sucking up to Jackie when they first got there, and you know, talking about moving their lockers next to each other. And it kind of made me see her as an opportunist, you know.
I was when as you're saying that, I was thinking like I could see her possibly like maybe in local politics or like just something where Mari has to, I guess, deceive people or like manipulate people or just I see her like I don't know, like I want to see Mari like politically minded, like for I don't know, like I could like a like Mari wants power or rise to power, like to feel in control or to feel like I want to see something like that for her. But I mean that's already Ty, you know, like Ty's already kind of like doing that with her run for office.
But what if Mari was Phil Bathurst's campaign manager?
You know what? I like it. We're gonna it would be even funnier because that campaign ad with Ty eating those ribs, like was Mari. Mari was like, we're gonna do that. We're gonna but Mari, you were there. Don't even worry about it. She Mari's under a different name. She's got an assumed identity. She's changed everything about herself.
I love it. I love it. Okay, that's what I'm hoping for. I want to see
Just
it
a
now.
completely different person, but it's Mari.
She just like she completely denies that she was there in the wilderness. Like
That's not me.
I have
You
no idea.
talking about?
She was probably like she, you know, it's so obviously if she survives to adulthood, then that means she wasn't Pit Girl. So, I mean, she was probably like slicing up Pit Girl like nobody's business, and skinning her, and she's like, oh no, that was me. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know any of those people.
I didn't play girls soccer in 1996. Didn't happen. Wasn't me. Not at
I
all.
was on
Oh.
Meanwhile, she's having a meanwhile she's having an affair on the side with Aquila.
Oh yeah, I'm for that. Oh, all the pairings, all the pairings.
Who would you see playing her as an adult, do you think?
That's a good question. It's kind of difficult to say because as you know stated, you know, the recasting is a sort of thing because like I'm with this the season one actress. What is her name again?
Alexa Barajas.
What do I see? Who would I see playing her? Because I'm still thinking Aquila. I'm sorry. Okay. Who would play Mari though? Jeez.
Yeah, that one was really tough for me.
Yeah. But I mean,
I
it's
mean,
even tougher because Mari's gonna die. So yeah, who I don't I'm not good with the casting, honestly. Like,
yeah.
it's just because the possibilities are endless of who could play her. I don't have any one particular person in mind for her though.
You know, I can't even think of anybody that she really looks that much like. The closest that I could think of is I think she's too young for the part, and that would be Melissa Fumero from Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
But she like she kind of reminds me of her a little bit, but I think she but she's like she I think she's a little too young for to play an adult Mari though. I mean, she's like I think she's in her 30s, late 30s. So she's a little
Yeah.
old. But yeah, I don't know. Like I'm looking up, you know, I'm looking up photos of her again, and I've done this so much with her too, and I cannot see an older version of her in my head. Like she just has a very, she has a very unique look. And I just can't, yeah, I can't picture it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the funny thing because like if whatever ends up happening, if she does live, if she doesn't, whatever, but they're gonna cast someone and my mind's going to be blown by it. I'm gonna be like, I never even thought of this actress.
Yeah.
Like the casting for Lottie is like just chef's kiss. The casting for
Seriously.
Van, like the casting for that was the thing that really got me excited about season two, is seeing those photos of Van, adult Van. I was like, oh, okay, all right, I'm getting into this. I'm enjoying this a lot.
Yeah.
But it's so much harder when it's like a character that may or may not live, that's in the background, because you
Yeah.
think, oh, this person's gonna die anyway, so why am I even thinking that there's gonna be an adult counterpart? But I would love to see if I would love to see who they end up casting for her if that actually happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if she's not Pit Girl, do you think that it was, are you thinking that maybe it was like a vision of Lottie's? Or
Pit Girl is definitely Callie who time traveled back to 1996. I don't know how she got there. Callie's Pit Girl. That's my thoughts. Honestly, I it could be Mari, but like I'm hoping like it's just someone we don't like. This is gonna sound terrible, but I'm hoping it's like someone who's in the background who we don't really know a lot about, and they're just like, okay, we're gonna red shirt you. You're gonna be Pit Girl.
Yeah.
I'm hoping because I don't want them to kill Mari, but I mean, we don't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah.
I'm getting emotional. Oh my God, Mari.
what if it's like one of the rescuers?
Oh, wait a minute. That's interesting. Like they come to rescue them, and then these teenage girls end up hunting them, the one of them down and murdering them. Wow. Jeez. Like
Now, I don't think that'll
you
happen, but
just
it's kind of fun to think about.
yes, it's like you're trying to do the right thing. You found these girls and now you're like, wait a minute, you're hunting me down?
They didn't actually
Jeez.
want to be rescued.
Exactly. Like, I sometimes think about that. Like, you were out there for so long, and now someone's coming to get you. You're like, do I want to leave? Should I leave? Am I
Yeah.
ready to leave? So many questions. So many
I like
thoughts.
the theory that I like the theory that that Hobby is Pit Girl.
Oh, is that an actual theory? Are you just like,
I
you're
don't think
joking with
so.
me, right?
No, I mean
Oh.
it's something I saw on, I don't know if I saw it on Reddit or Facebook or somewhere. I mean, they were just joking about it, but
Okay.
they weren't really serious, but I thought
Wow.
it was pretty funny. Which, you know, I mean, Javi obviously is good at hiding. So, do you think he's alive?
I'm this is another I'm gonna say, I unfortunately, I think he's alive. You don't need to be there, Javi. You're done.
Yeah.
I know he's gonna be alive. They're gonna find him. I don't. I mean, I'm just assuming that that's what's gonna happen. I don't know ultimately what his purpose is gonna be in the wilderness. I don't know if he's gonna survive. I would like to hope that he does survive. Like, I don't want to think of them being older than him and then ending up hunting him or whatever their ritual is or process is. Like, I hope that it's something that he doesn't end up being in that position where they're like, let him loose and we're
Yeah.
gonna come after you. Like, I hope that that's not the case. I hope he does survive. I guess I hope he does survive. Like, if something were to happen to him, I'm hoping that it's something like that's like a sickness or an accident and not actually like we're gonna hunt him for food or whatever, you know?
I would hope they wouldn't do that either. I
Yeah.
mean, he is a lot younger than them. I mean, well, a few years, but at that age, that's a lot.
Exactly.
Yeah, so I would hope they wouldn't go that route. That'd
Me
be kind of
either.
sad.
I do,
You want people sympathizing with Javi and like being mad at the girls over,
Yeah. You killed Javi. You guys are just
Yeah.
terrible.
Like, really, we have to be upset over Javi now? Thanks, guys. Thanks, Showtime.
I just I'm because I'm curious about he would be like what in his late 20s or something like that, hobby or early 30s.
He would be like, I think he would actually be like late 30s or early 40s.
Okay, all right, yeah.
Yeah, because he was what, like about 12 or 13,
Yeah, when that
something like that.
happened.
So he would probably be like late 30s, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I could see him for a hobby. I could see him like having a podcast. I don't know what his podcast would be about, but he would have a, he would have hobby would have a horror movie podcast, and he'd be
My
doing
gosh.
really well because he has the inside
Wow.
track on like horror. So like I could see him doing something like that and having like a little a niche little corner of the podcasting internet world. And I don't know if he would say, hey, I was in that plane crash, but I would like to see him doing something like that, something a
Yeah.
little different.
You know what
Yeah.
I think Javi's doing?
What is he up to?
If he's alive, I think he's a colorectal surgeon in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
That is very specific. How did we get there?
That's what Adam said his one sibling was doing.
Oh no. Oh really? Oh, okay.
I have this like I still have so many not and not to like, I didn't want to go into Adam because he doesn't really have anything to do with this topic,
Yeah.
but it concerns Javi, and I have this whole theory that like there's still so much suspicion around Adam. I mean, there are things that just don't make sense.
Yeah.
And I mean, first of all, he grew up in the Houston area. So why does he have that accent? And he's artistic. He had a little wood carving. He had some like a little animal wood carving in his apartment. And I just like with the whole debate of, is Adam Hobby, I think they might actually go in the route of like Adam is like a half sibling.
Wow, that would be interesting. The sibling we didn't see, I could get into that honestly. I mean, it just would, because it's just like otherwise, I mean, we're not really getting into it, but like otherwise Adam just kind of comes off as like a throwaway character or perhaps, in a way, if there's nothing more to it. I mean, I'm assuming there might be just because of the, at the end of the season, whatever happens with that. But wow.
Yeah, I really like the idea that it was all about that he was just some regular guy and that they decided to make him just this regular guy to make to put the focus more on Shauna's trauma. Which I mean, that's a powerful statement, but there are just so many things about him that are just weird, that just don't that just seem suspicious, and
Definitely.
we know he's not Javi. He is not Javi. He is not Shauna's wilderness baby.
Thank God. I mean, I love a good theory, but I was like, I can't do these theories. No.
No.
Yeah. No. I was like, he
I
is not hobby.
yeah, but like we don't know what was there was clearly something going on with the Martinez family. There was some
Oh yeah.
major tension there. And I don't know. I mean, it's based on his age, he could be like, Mr. Martinez, Coach Martinez could have had an affair and had a kid with somebody, and that kid was maybe Adam.
Oh, I mean, that is a really good possible. Like any on the show, I'm beginning to think like anything is possible. Anything could happen. Like I would love to see something like that, like something unexpected. I don't know if they're gonna do that, but like I would love to see something like that, honestly. Like
Yeah.
have me on the edge of my seat, surprise me. I want to see it.
Yeah, for sure. We know he's gonna, we know Adam's death is gonna play a big part in their storylines in season two.
Oh yeah.
They've mentioned that it's gonna come
Yeah.
back to bite him a bit. So it'll be
Definitely that
interesting to see
torso.
what.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, that's my theory on what happened to Javi. He made it out and he's a colorectal surgeon in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and he's Adam's half brother.
I'm happy for Javi,
Yeah. So what now I'm so glad that we got to see Allie, adult Allie.
Oh God, Allie. I love that character too. Like love like the little I don't want to say background characters, but background characters. Like I love Allie. I love Mari. Like I just love characters like that. Like she Mari is not Mari. Allie is something else. She's a trip.
Yeah, she is.
How does she get that Jersey accent from her younger self to her older self is just amazing to me.
Right? Yeah. Exactly.
She really leaned into it.
Yeah, she sure does, man.
Yeah.
Jeez. What now, I mean, am I leaving anybody out? We've got Mari, Akilah, and then Lottie and Van. Am I missing
Yeah.
anybody? Is that
I feel like that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's it.
That's it.
So between now we know on we know the Cannibal Council is eight people, right?
Yeah.
So a few more are gonna die. I mean, especially with these new
Unfortunately,
characters coming
yeah.
in. So I'm hoping that they're focusing on these new characters just to like, give them shocking deaths so we don't lose Mari and Aquila.
Yeah.
But I don't know, who knows? But we do know for sure that Travis made it out because we see his death as an adult.
Yeah.
And we know that Van and Lottie made it out because we are meeting their adult counterparts in season two, which I'm super excited about.
Me too. I'm really excited about it.
So have you previously seen anything that Simone Kessel was in?
No, I did not know. I had not. I didn't know anything about Simone Kessel until she got casted. So I
Yeah,
hadn't
me
seen her
either.
in anything previously. Yeah.
Same. So yeah, Simone Kessel is playing adult Lottie. Brilliant casting. I mean, she looks so much like her. I am really interested in her storyline because it's what I've seen is really sad. I mean, like, we saw her getting shock treatment in the teaser, which was a little disturbing, but they also apparently they all think that she's been institutionalized in Switzerland for many years. So, I mean, I'm totally prepared to completely hate on Lottie's parents right now.
I wonder, like, I know that Lottie's father is around, but I sometimes wonder, I'm like, where is the mother? How involved is her mother in the decisions that, like, because we saw that her mother was, you know, believed that Lottie has a gift. Mm-hmm. And the father was like, no, that is not what this is. So I don't know, like, are Lottie's parents still together? Is her mother in support of what's happening? Is her mother not engaged in any, you know, like, I'm curious about that. I'm always interested in mother-daughter relationships in media, if we can get them, because I find them to be highly interesting.
Yeah. So obviously Lottie hasn't been institutionalized this entire time, but I believe that she may be going by a different name now.
Ooh. Okay.
On some stuff that I've seen. I don't know if it's accurate information or not.
Okay, got it.
But I believe that she may be going by the name Elizabeth. I'm not gonna go into it. I've just seen some stuff.
Okay. I'm not gonna ask questions.
It's not really anything super shocking other than like the idea that she's going by the name Elizabeth now. I don't know if it's accurate, like I said, but So it's possible that she may have changed her name and gotten away from her family, maybe. Or maybe she changed her name to, for more privacy, to like, so if people looked her up, they wouldn't find, you know, all that stuff and associate her with it. But her story is going to be really interesting because the showrunners are referring to her quote unquote cult as a wellness group. And on the surface, there were some leaked auditions last year.
Wow.
And Harrison, did you see any of this, like, leaked audition scenes where she was like talking to her therapist? And
no, I did not see that.
Yeah. So there were some leaked auditions, and they could be fake scenes. Sometimes they use fake scenes, but some of the auditions that I saw that came out around the same time were scenes that we later found out were definitely used in season one.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But there was a really interesting scene where she was talking to her therapist. She was in therapy, and she was talking about Travis and how he came to her group center recently and was acting really erratic and wanted to do all this stuff that they used to do in the wilderness, like rituals and stuff. And she was telling her therapist that, like, she doesn't believe in that stuff anymore. She just had a psychotic break. And she's just like, she leads this wellness group now, and they have like these reclaiming your past retreats and stuff. And so it's really interesting. But I mean, they kidnapped Natalie, obviously, at the end of season one, which, you know, they were doing, I think, you know, to like, they were clearly watching her.
Yeah.
So that's great that they kidnapped her before she could kill herself, because she was about to. But I mean, it's a little creepy that they were spying on her.
But it's like, why were they spying on her? You know what I mean? Like, what's going on?
Right.
I'm curious about that.
So, yeah. So I'm interested to know, like, where are you leaning right now as to whether Lottie is going to be like on the more towards the good or evil side?
Yeah, I was thinking that. For me, just based on season one and what we kind of know of season two, I don't see Lottie as a villain, because her struggle, you know, with mental health, especially out in the wilderness, and then coming back from that, and then having to go through this really traumatic, you know, experience of, you know, treatment that they give her that is just terrible. I don't feel like she's a villain. I feel like she's a survivor of her circumstances. I'm hoping that the character of Lottie as an adult will be more nuanced. So it's not going to be, oh, is Lottie good or evil? Lottie's a person. It's not just a black and white issue. So I'm hoping that going into season two, people will understand that and not automatically assume, oh, Lottie's Aunt the Queen, so Lottie's automatically just this evil, terrible person. I'm sure she's not. I'm just looking forward to what's going to happen with that character, because I'm rooting for Lottie. I know she's got a cult, a wellness group, but I'm rooting for her. I just hope it's not outright evil. Like, I just hope it's like, it's something that makes us think, something that's like, is that okay? Is this okay? Like, I just hope it's like, I don't know the right word. Questionable is not the right word. I just hope that we just see all these different sides of Lottie so we can make our own determination. But like, I just hope it's more open-ended, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, it's just not so blatant, like, she's terrible, she's this, you know?
Yeah. I agree. I think it's going to be, I think it's going to be a lot more gray. I think there are going to be aspects of her that make us root for her. And I think there are also going to be, I think there's also going to be like some questionable stuff that'll come into play too. And, you know, if their group had something to do with Travis's death, like, I mean, which they must have, because, you know, the symbol or the candles were laid out in the shape of a symbol. And it's like, God, you know, maybe Lottie will turn out to be purely good, but she has like these nasty elements in her cult, you know?
Yeah, that's interesting. Like, you know, She's not just this one thing. Like, there's many different aspects to her, which makes for definitely a more compelling character. Like, I want to see that. I don't want to see something that's like cartoony, and I know that they won't do that. So I'm definitely looking forward to seeing what they do with Lottie, because before there was an adult Lottie, I always automatically assumed, I was just like, oh, a Lottie would definitely be running some sort of a group of some kind. That was my thought. Because I could see her doing that, because I'm like, especially if everyone's following you out here in the wilderness, like, they're just following in line and this is what we're doing. I'm like, I can definitely see Lottie doing this out in the real world as an adult, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, I mean, she just seems like, you know, and I go back to Natalie's comment to her when they were at the woods party about, you know, how she never talks shit about somebody unless they really deserve it, which like I loved that. And it kind of like it kind of made me, well, that and the Kelly Kapowski comment just kind of made me love Lottie right away.
Yeah.
Like, she just, I have a feeling that we might find out later on that some of the supernatural elements that we're like speculating on, I have a feeling that Lottie could be going through some withdrawal symptoms
mm-hmm.
from her meds.
Yeah.
That stuff can really fuck with your mind.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Like, I mean, to go off like cold turkey like that is, I mean, it can be kind of scary, and you can hallucinate. I mean, all kinds of things can happen. So I think we might, find out that there was some of that going on, in the wilderness. I think that, I could see her maybe as an adult now running this wellness group because she's shunning Western medicine, you know, because yeah. of her own bad experiences with it. Like, I'm all about therapy and meds and, you know, I'm all about it, but I could see somebody like her kind of like, I mean, she clearly had some bad experiences.
Yeah.
Mental health treatment. And
yeah.
I could see her being like more of a champion of like more alternative therapies. And so I think that from what we know of her, I think like her running a wellness cult is kind of on brand for her, for sure.
Yeah, I could see like her intentions for starting it being, you know, good, but mm-hmm. I think she also has that there's going to be like that intensity to her where you're wondering, maybe is this too much, you know?
Yeah,
that's another thing, like, because you can start something with good intention and then it just kind of turns into something else that's different from the version that you initially, you know, planned things to go.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that's a thing, or maybe it really is just a good old-fashioned wellness group, nothing weird's going on, but probably a lot of weird stuff is going on. you know?
Yeah. I mean, if they're like, you know, if they're killing Travis, it's spying on Natalie. It's there's
yeah,
definitely it's something some weird.
Weird stuff going on, you know. I'm assuming that there's a good reason for why she had to do it.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not bothered by that.
Who needs Travis anyway? I mean,
can we like retcon him, just like it happening in the wilderness? Like, can we just do that? Maybe, yeah. You know?
Yeah. Season 2 starts and Travis isn't yeah. even around. Like,
no, yeah.
We're like, nobody mentions him. It was just all in our minds.
Exactly. A figment of our imaginations, you know?
Yes. Now, the one that I'm really excited about is Lauren Ambrose as
yes.
Van.
Yeah.
I love Lauren Ambrose so much. Did you watch 6 Feet Under?
Yes, I did. I'm not going to state my age, but
hey, you're younger than me.
It was at a time in my life where I could definitely relate to the character of Claire in that age group. So I watched it when it first aired and I really loved the show, and I loved her character the most because I could relate to her character more out of everyone else on the show. So when people were just even talking about, oh, I wonder who will play Van, and people were saying Lauren Ambrose, I could totally see it. And I love it. Like, the images of her as adult Van, like, got me so excited for season 2, like even more so than seeing Lottie, seeing Van really was like very exciting to me.
Yeah. Yeah, so exciting. I mean, I'm 6 Feet Under is one of my favorite shows ever. Claire and David were my favorite characters.
Yeah.
So I'm so excited. She was so great as Claire. Terrible taste in guys.
Oh, definitely. Totally.
The worst taste in guys. But fortunately, we won't have to see her having bad taste in men and yellow.
Exactly. So I'm really excited about that. Like, let's make it more gay. You know, I love it.
Yes.
I also love her wardrobe in the pictures. Excellent.
Yeah.
Love it. So good. So good. So Van.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah. I really liked it too. I could totally see adult Van wearing that and, you know, looking like she looks I'm so excited. Lauren Ambrose is such a great actress, and she just, you know, it's funny. Other than the red hair, I didn't think she actually necessarily looked that much like her, but when the photos mm-hmm. came out, I was like, oh yeah. Yeah, there's a good resemblance there, for sure.
Like, some of the casting, I'm like, okay. but, like, I see it with, I could see teen Van becoming this adult Van that we're going to get. You know, I can see that.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I just hope to God that whatever, like, everything that happened in the wilderness doesn't, like, dampen her personality at all. And she's still the same old Van.
Because didn't Jackie say something like, whenever you walk into a room, it always makes you smile. Your smile makes me smile, or something like that. I'm hoping that we still get that Van. Like, to me, Van is hilarious. Like,
yes.
There's this moment in the pilot, like, and it's a little moment that always makes me giggle and laugh and kick my legs up and scream, is when Jackie's like, you know, we're gonna have a group meeting at the Kager, like, you know, she's just like, we're going, and then Van is like, Van always goes back to that keg just to get a little, you know, bit in her Red Solo cup before she's like, okay, and then, you know. I love stuff like that. You know, Van's like, oh, here we go. Let me get a drink. hoping that we still get that humorous side of Van. It might be a little bit more dry, might be a little bit more dark, but I'm still hoping that we get that humor that's there, you know?
Yeah.
Because she's lovable. Yeah. Van is lovable to me.
She is. She absolutely is. I mean, she had just been set on fire and had her face ripped off, and she's cracking jokes. She's like, fire, really?
Really? Like, that's a character that I want to see more of, you know?
Yeah.
I love that.
My favorite line of hers is when they're sitting around, like, right after the crash, and Jackie is talking about conserving food, and Van's like, you want to save the corn nuts? The corn nuts. I love that so much.
I mean, I appreciate when, you know, she shows up at, like, after they leave her behind. And what did she say? Like, they're going to throw shoes at Coach Martinez. And Vanna's like, you know, oh, Jackie, that's a good idea. You're on fire. Oh, wait, that was supposed to be me. Like, I just love that. That sarcasm. I love it. The quick wit. I enjoy stuff like that.
Yeah, I do too. I am hoping that, you know, I think she and Ty are gonna end up getting together in the adult timeline.
I would like to see it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that I can't help but think that that's why they had Simone find all that stuff. You know, I don't know if there's any hope for their relationship to go back to normal after that, you know.
I mean, how do you come back from something like that? How do you explain that away? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
someone's like, it wasn't me, it wasn't Sammy, Ty.
Yeah,
know, like, I don't know.
Now, there is a theory. I wanna get your opinion on this. This is a theory that I've seen. And I don't know how to feel about it, but you know how Thaisa keeps seeing those wolves?
Yeah.
She keeps seeing a wolf, or she has two, there are two instances where she sees a wolf. There is I saw a theory recently that the wolf is actually Van, and she's seeing her as a wolf.
Interesting.
Like, I don't know how to feel about that. I mean, it's
Yeah.
we know that she sees stuff
Yeah.
because she sees that the no-eyed man. But we know they're going to meet up in the adult timeline.
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that she said to Shauna, when she was at her house and they were talking, and she said that Simone didn't make her feel it, and
Yeah.
that if someone did make her feel it wouldn't be good for anybody. And Shauna was like, "Yeah, I think I know what you mean."
Wow.
So I'm assuming that's a reference to Van somehow. Maybe there is like some weight to that theory, and maybe like thinking about Van is too traumatic for her or something, you know?
That's a really good theory because, like, I mean, watching the hand puppet scene and how she suddenly sees the wolf or whatever. I mean, I feel like obviously it's like, tied to Van because that traumatic thing happened to Van and Thaisa. I'm sure she blames herself because she went to sleep and she wasn't there to keep watch like she was supposed to. So like, it's like I totally see it. Like I totally get why that imagery would be connected to Van.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also a drawing in one of Sammy's drawings has a
Oh,
redheaded
yes.
woman in it.
Yes, I was. I was gonna
Yeah.
say.
Van could be, hanging out outside their house or something, you know?
I was thinking like, because Sammy's like, the bad one. The bad one did it or whatever. Like, I wonder how he even knows to like draw this redheaded woman. Like, I wonder, like, how, why, where, how did that, it doesn't feel like a coincidence. It doesn't feel like something they would show us and just be like, oh, it's just a drawing. No, it's a redhead lady. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, that's what I love about the show is like there's different elements that they put out there and like it doesn't mean something, does it not? Curious.
Yeah. I hope we see more Simone in season two. I can't imagine they're just, she's just going to disappear right away. But I would love to know, like, what she knows about Van. Who knows, maybe she's seen Van. It's I'm really interested in that. Now, do you think so the photos that we've seen of Lauren Ambrose as Van, it looks like she's running some kind of shop or something, right?
Correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that's kind of cool. I like that for her.
I love the and although we didn't get to see enough, in my opinion, of the set, I love what it looked like aesthetically. I think it's visually appealing to my eye. Like I'm like, it looks like vintage, like a lot of 90, like I'm assuming like a lot of 90 stuff in there, but just like vintage overall, which I'm curious, like, and it also seems like it's this queer space as well, which is
Yeah.
awesome. So I'm really like happy about that, that that's like there. I wonder how she got there. Like, I love that she got there though. Like, I'm gonna create this queer space because when I was growing up, I didn't have this kind of space to go to. So now I'm making it for other people to have. I love that. I'm always so curious about the journey of how the character got there. So I'm hoping that we get some more flashbacks, but more Van and Lottie focused flashbacks, because I would also just love to know more about Van's backstory and how her and Ty even got together, because like it's 1995, 1996. Like, how do you know that this person is a lesbian? And then how do you approach it? Because that's scary, you know? That's very scary.
For sure. It's and Kelly and I were talking about this on our on the one episode we did together. I mean, we, like I said, we were in high school at the same time, and it was very, we were talking about how we loved Van and Ty's coming out moment to everybody, just because, not only because it was really cute and sweet, but also because it was very on brand for that time period. Because it was like they were really nervous about it. They were really scared, but everybody was just like, clapping and super enthused for them. Like now it's like if you come out, people are like, yeah, okay, cool. Good. Proud of you. Let's go to the mall or something. I don't, people don't go to the mall.
That's good.
But it's not like it's some huge big deal anymore, you know? It's it, like it was back then. And it's like back then, one of your friends came out, like, if you were lucky, I shouldn't say that because a lot of people weren't privileged enough to have that kind of support. I mean, I have friends that grew up. I mean, I have a friend that was a Mormon, and he did not have that kind of support. But I'm just talking as somebody who grew up in a major metropolitan area. It's like when my friends came out, there was a lot of nervousness about it. None of them came out while they were still in high school, but it's like when they did, everybody made such a big deal out of it. They were so happy about it because it's like, yeah, that's awesome. People are finally feeling comfortable doing this. That's great. It was such a happy moment for everybody.
Definitely. And I love that how it was like a, I guess, I mean, I guess we don't get to see a lot of it, but like there's a progression from them like kissing when they think everyone is out of eyesight to them just being like, we're gonna go to this dance together in the wilderness and we're a couple and everyone's gonna know. I mean, I love that, like that they're not like we're gonna like how could you even possibly keep that at like keep that to yourselves at this point? Some love I love that they were just like, we're just gonna come out, you know? So good for
Wait,
them.
do you think that they had something going before the
Oh.
plane crash, or do you think that's
Oh, definitely. Like I really honestly feel like, especially if you watch it back, you know, I feel like they had something going on pre-crash, definitely. Like the way Thaisa is just like after she can't find Van and she's like really frantic and she finds her. But then another thing with another easier thing is just like at the beach when they're just like making hard eyes at each other is really nice and sweet. I mean that's when I knew I was like, okay, these two are clearly together. But I think it started before the crash, definitely.
Yeah, I do too. I also kind of wonder, like when they were all getting ready to leave for the plane, and Thaisa comes down and she kisses her parents goodbye, and I think her mom said she was like, let me go get my keys or something, and she's like, nope, already got a ride, and her mom's just like looking at her kind of confused.
Like, okay.
And like, yeah, I was like, looking back after she and Van, after it was established that she and Van were a thing, I was like, oh, I bet she went to the plane with Van, and she probably doesn't like Van's probably not that friend that is always over at the house because there's something more going on with them, and Thais is really nervous about that. And doesn't want her parents to, like, you know, she's not ready to come out to her parents, so she doesn't want her parents to suspect that there's anything up with them, you know?
Yeah, because I was also wondering. I was like, well, if her parents were taking her to the airport, who was taking Thaisa to the airport? Like, you know, like, she's not, it's like she's getting a cab and there's no Uber. So, like, I was like, who's taking her? It makes sense that it would be Van who would be the one to pick her up.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I'm hoping so hard that that shop of hers is in New York City.
Oh, God. I really hope that she got to New York.
Yeah.
I'm not.
How cool would that be?
That would be really awesome. I don't know if they're going to have their soft pretzel moment in season two, but that will be awesome if Van is actually in New York, like Van wanted to go to New York.
Yeah. I have this headcanon that at some point we're going to see, we're going to see Van auditioning for Cats, just ironically, because she thinks it would be hilarious. And they end up casting her because she's so good. You watched 6 Feet Under, so you've heard Lauren Ambrose sing.
Yeah.
Like, that girl can sing. She can sing her ass off. So I have this headcanon that she just, you know, we're going to see
Vans and Cats. Band
auditioning for Cats. Just to be funny.
Van is on Broadway. I love it.
Yeah. Like, she just did it to be funny, but then they offered her a role and she's like, well, I really need money.
So I guess I'll do it.
And then she, like, you know, she does Broadway for a little while and then she just opens up this shop in New York City.
Yeah, she's like, this is too much for me. I'm going to open up my own shop now.
Yeah. But it's like the pictures that we've seen of it just remind me so much of, I've lived in the Chicago area my whole life, and I lived in the city for many years, and it reminds me of, it just reminds me of so many of the little shops that are around, like, the Boys Town area. And it's just like, I love it. It just seems like the perfect setting for her. So I'm excited about it. And I hope that, you know, she and Ty start something up, because
that would be great if they do. I'm just looking forward to them seeing each other for the first time in however many years it's actually been, because we don't know when the last time they saw each other was. We don't know how things ended between the two of them. So it'll be, I love a good meeting each other, seeing each other again for the first time moment. So I'm definitely looking forward to that.
I have a feeling things are going to get ugly in the 90s timeline, and I'm not looking forward to that.
Yeah, everything is going to be a falling apart disaster. Like, it's, yeah. I mean, even from what we've seen of the stills, like, they even, the way they look is different. It's, I love that. Like, the hair and makeup is, like, you know, it's like, it's getting real. We're hungry, we're tired. Like, I love that. They're hungry and tired, but, like, I just love the look. It's realistic, you know?
Yeah, you know, and I think we only saw, like, one clip of Van or something from that teaser, right? Wasn't she only in, like, didn't she only have, like, one quick appearance or something? I'm not sure.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot of Van in there. No, not at all.
Yeah, there was no adult Van.
Yeah.
But, you know, that was just the teaser. So I'm hoping that, I'm excited for whenever, like, the actual trailer comes out.
Yeah, I'm hoping for more. I want to see adult Van and adult Lottie in some kind of capacity. Like, I don't want them to do the thing where they're like, we're not going to show you them really moving and whatever and live action until, like, an actual episode. Like, it becomes a big reveal. Like, I just want you to just show me the trailer. Just show me.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, I think we'll meet Lottie pretty quickly, since, you know, since Nat was kidnapped by her people.
That is right. Yeah.
But Yeah, I'm excited that Van made it out.
Me
I know
too.
some people kind of complained about them spoiling Van and Lottie's survival, but I don't, I mean, that stuff was gonna get out anyway, you know?
Exactly.
And it's best that they get ahead of it. And I mean, Van's unkillable anyway. So
Exactly. You cannot kill Van. She's immortal. She's gonna live forever.
Yes.
So yeah, I'm excited about I'm the more I talk about it, the more excited I get about season two, because I really want to see the adult cast more. I mean, I love both timelines or whatever. But I'm definitely becoming more drawn to the 2021 timeline, because I want to see the what after the traumatic experience that they endured, like how are they as adults? And we've already seen it with, like, you know, the other characters, but like I want to see Lottie and Van, you know, where they're at and how they deal with things.
Yeah, same. And you know, and I want to see, like, I want to see if they still have fond memories of Mari before she became Pit Girl, you know.
Oh.
Sorry, I just had to get that in one more time. Person hates me now. He's never gonna come back.
Terrible. Oh my goodness.
Did you have any other thoughts about any of the characters, or is there anybody that I'm thinking of that we didn't cover?
I mean, I know we don't really know anything about her yet. Like, Crystal is gonna be
I love
I
her
guess.
already, just from the
Oh,
teaser.
really? Oh, really? Wow.
She just looks a little too happy to be in that situation.
Exactly. So she's probably perfectly suited as a friend, or maybe even more for Misty. You know, I don't think she can. I don't think she's gonna make it out of the wilderness. I really don't. But I'm curious to see what's gonna happen there with you know, Crystal. So we'll see about that. But yeah, there's not a lot of people in the 96 timeline that I can think of that I'm like, because we don't really we just get like a focus on the main whatever cast or whatever, and then they're like the background characters are like essentially Sims in the background, like just doing whatever it is they do. So yeah, like I don't have any thoughts on any of them on the other ones, because it's just like I don't really, you know what I mean? Like they're like just back there,
And I mean, we didn't really see anybody pre-crash that wasn't involved in the crash. That we didn't see an adult version of. I mean, we've already met adult Jeff and Randy and Allie. So I mean, there's no real other questions. It's just you know, I think the big questions are Akilah and Mari. and Javi too,
Oh yeah, hobby. Yeah.
but yeah, I'm you know, I'm hoping to meet some of the characters' families that we haven't met yet. I'm curious about
Definitely.
Shauna's family, and
Yeah.
you know, like she's the first listed character, and we know nothing about her family.
Exactly. Like, are her parents alive, divorced? Does she have siblings?
Right?
Nothing.
Yeah.
We know nothing about Shauna.
Nothing. I have, like, because I keep thinking, because she had an attic bedroom, I keep thinking she has to have siblings, because, like, I mean, unless she just really wanted to get away from the main floors of the house. I mean, like, yeah, it was cool to have an attic bedroom, but I mean, why would, I don't think she would have that unless she, you know, unless they needed an extra bedroom because
Yeah, like
she had
why
siblings.
else? Yeah, like why else would you go up there? I mean, like I get it in a way, like, oh, this is my I'm away from the main floor and I'm up in my own little space, but at the same time it's like, why is Shun in the attic?
Like we had an attic, and I didn't. I mean, I think at one point my dad was even like, "Hey, you know, if you like, if you want to ever want to move up there, you know, I could fix it up. Or I don't know if we had that conversation, but I feel like we did. And I have siblings, but they're much older than me. So I was always like more like the only child. And I just never had a need to like separate myself. I had my own space, my own bedroom, and that was cool, you know. She has to have siblings. So I hope that we, you know, I hope we find out about more about their families.
I do too, but I wonder, like, are they gonna do it, and how are they gonna, like, it's just, I would love to see something. If we're gonna see more of their families, I would definitely like this. I don't know if they're gonna do it. I would like to see like the family's like reaction and grief to like, where, you know what I mean? Like, your daughter or whatever they are to you is like gone for just 19 months, and you think that they're dead. Like, what's that like for the families? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll. I'm excited. Only a couple more months, so
it's happening.
I'm excited to say that we are starting. We've talked about this before with my former co-host on the show. We are starting a live after show, starting with season two. We're going to go live on YouTube immediately following new Yellow Jackets episodes. Really excited about that. Kelly, my new co-host, will be with me for the live shows as well as the more formal recaps later in the week. And we are giving away, we have one, it's a size extra large. So I apologize if it's not everybody's size, but we have one extra large Yellow Jackets Letterman jacket that we're giving away.
Oh, sorry. I make noises when I get excited.
So you have to be present. You have to be present for the live show in order to win, in order to claim the prize.
That's awesome.
But we are going to be giving that away. I'm going to start posting about that very soon. We've got some cool guests that are going to join us for both the live shows and the recaps. Harrison, I'd love to have you back.
I would love to come back. I'm having such a blast.
Yeah, this was a lot of fun. Harrison, I've gotten to know through Twitter, and I just want to thank you so much. And I thanked you before we started, but I just want to thank you so much for all the support. You've been so supportive of me and of the show. It's the year started out kind of weird for me, and I didn't know what was going to happen with the show, where it was going to go. And like, having support from people like you was just huge for me. So thank you so much for that.
You're very welcome. Like, I love what you do and what you're doing. And I just want to be supportive to the people who are out there, just because you, this is something that you love to do. You enjoy it. And like, I just want to support people who are doing like, you know, positive, good things, you know. So and I just really enjoy the podcast. So yeah, you know, I'm just like, you know, be kind and show people, you know, the support when you can, you know. That's what I'm trying to be all about.
Well, thank you. I'm all about that as well. And I appreciate people like you helping me kind of, you know, spread that message. Keep it alive, because fandoms can be ugly places.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, we're all about peace, love, and Yellow Jackets here. So
yeah, love it.
Well, I guess I think we did a pretty good job of wrapping everything up. So I think we can skedaddle on out of here.
Yeah.
And all right. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in, and thank you, Harrison, for joining me. And
we're
gonna buzz off now. See ya.
Bye.
Special thanks to executive producer Nakia Lam and honorary Antler Queens Courtney Davis and Jade Moffitt. Visit us at www.theantlerqueenspodcast.com.